from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joe, we'll go ahead and toss it back to you.
All right, thanks, Woody. We got Chris Perkins going to join us. I'm guessing he and Dave Hyde didn't talk from the Sun Sentinel because they kind of have...
Well, I saw Perk pump up his column on Twitter. He said Dave Hyde from the top rope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they...
Dave got after it pretty good.
Dave got after it, man.
It takes a lot to rile Dave Hyde
no,
up.
No, that's what's...
Very calm person.
Exactly right.
Remember we had that talk with him when he was here? We were like, Dave, have you ever been angry in your life? Because I can't picture Dave being angry, but he seemed a little riled yesterday.
He just...
By the way, that press conference was rough.
It's
I could see why he was riled up.
Can you play the one with he and Mike? I just want he and Mike talking and kind of laughing about what everybody says about the O-line. You have that.
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day that with the offensive line, how every year that's you guys are like, oh, not good enough, but then. Offensively, we're a pretty good offense the last 2 years, and a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. Those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off. We feel confident in them. The coaching staff believes in them, and Butch and Mike and Frank have done a great job, and Lem, in helping those guys develop and work. And so I think the important thing is they all work together. It's a really cohesive unit, and just watching them work together is great every day. They hang out together, so it's a very close-knit unit. That said, yeah, we'll add someone to the practice squad like we always do. And just for your information, we released Jack Driscoll recently because we claimed Grant Dubose, wide receiver, and so that was the roster move for him. Jack's a good kid, worked his tail off. It's just unfortunately a numbers crunch for us. But we're confident in the offensive line. So again, it's just one of those. It's Mike and I just we always kind of chuckle. I know you guys have made a
glad
joke
you got somebody to glad you have somebody to chuckle
you guys
with.
Are more worried about it than we are. But internally, that's how we feel about our group here as a team.
Good so to know we're more worried about it than he is.
There's a lot of different parts.
How about we simplify it, Joe? How about the Dolphins scored 19, 14, and 7 in their last three games?
Yeah, so
your offense, Chris.
So some of that, but they're going to go. But overall work, they were.
Oh yeah, no, they hung 70 on Denver.
One and two in offense and scoring for the season.
They really housed Carolina, put 42 on them. That's awesome.
But I understand. Listen, man,
I could score 42 on Carolina.
I probably would have left that out and just answered the question.
Yeah,
probably would have been better than the shot at like you guys are. We just kind of laugh at you when we're back there at what you write, and I get what you said about what it sounded like, and
I just don't think these guys are that tough, man. These media guys, like, there's no reason to be confrontational or condescending.
No, there's
or any of that
there
stuff,
really like. Isn't. Like for every article that kind of comes across negative, there's 17 positive articles.
Like Dave Hyde,
and they love Mike. By the way, they love Mike. Like Mike,
yeah,
Mike McDaniel, they really like Mike a lot. The thing, if that's the worst that's going to happen, what was written by Perk and by Dave Hyde, listen, man, I mean, if you take a step back, and last year was a good season, don't get me wrong, but that's not the goal, to be a wild card team and lose. That's not to go 10-6 and come up a game short. Or go 9-8 and get in 1 year at 9-8, and another year another coach does get in, in a wild card, and you, again, you go on the road and same results, but you know, you just got to go out and win instead of any kind of what makes you chuckle. We haven't done anything yet. We really haven't. I mean, Woody, again, I'm not trying to bring up the old days, but we came up short. Shula made us feel like the season was just for nothing. Whether it was losing in a Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game to the Patriots or getting knocked out, Seattle upset us at the Orange Bowl during our 5 or 6 year run that we had in the 80s where we won a ton of games. You know, I know how he felt. I mean, we lost Super Bowl 17 and 19, and we had the lead in one of them at the half, 17. It, you know, that the goal is not – the goal is to win playoff games, man.
It is truly difficult to go 24 years in that league without winning, right? And this is not like – you know, the NBA where the small markets have a big disadvantage certain markets. Like, the NFL is designed for the bad teams to become good.
Right.
And the good teams usually end up in the middle or end
the
up
system,
being bad, too. Like, it's cyclical, right? Like, the Dolphins are just either mediocre or they're bad. It's impossible to imagine how you could be for 24 years.
So you hit that
mediocre. Like, and every road leads back to that. Last year, I thought we had a really good team. I thought we had a shot to make some sort of run. And you buy in, and all roads lead back to exactly where they've led back for the last 20-something years. It's just like, and then for the GM to get up and have those comments, and he's, you know, we're laughing at you guys. Like, oh, screw you, man.
I didn't see his face to see how it came across. I'm just listening to it, you know, for the first time this morning. But I know some guys were salty last night. I do know. Some guys were like, did you hear like how he decided to take this? And I'm like, well, he shouldn't be, because we haven't done anything yet. Because that can't be the ultimate goal, is call the owner and go, we got to the playoffs and lost. I mean, that's not the way he's talking. We heard him during a preseason game. That's not the way those guys are talking. They understand you gotta do more. Just go out and do it, man. Whatever. Hey, we're going to find out how good the O-line is, right? We can sit here. Everybody got an opinion. A week and a half out on how good the O-line's going to be. We're going to find out. And by the way, God bless Mike, because Mike can cover up his offense. That style offense can cover up some shortcomings on the team. I thought they really helped the offensive line a lot. They did. Besides the great coaching, and I don't want to take anything away from Butch. The Butch Berry gang and what those guys did as a group was fantastic. A lot of outside runs, cutting back, and you know, those guys put up monster numbers at the running back position. But I probably, instead of sitting back saying how we laugh about you guys, I'd probably do a little bit more winning before I found something funny back there. I might take the high road, that's all. And again, it's right here, man. It's not like we got to wait 6 months to find out. It's here. It's now here. You put the team together. You decided who you wanted on the team and didn't want on the team. Now we find out about the draft class, find out about free agents, find out about veteran free agents. We got 10 guys, 30 and over on this team, and we'll find out. I do like the defensive coordinator a lot. I think he's come with some great things. Sal Palantoni was talking about him and just said he was so impressed with the work that he did watching the Tampa Bay practice up there, and I was like, wow. So, you know, always good to hear, but yeah, so this thing got everybody a little fired up. The articles are pretty critical. I think Omar also had some concerns with the team, and he mentioned the O-line. So there's some stuff. And show us. Just go out and do it. They know who they are. I'm sure they're using that to get them motivated. Hey, this is what they – hey, guys. Hey, big guys. This is what they're writing about in the newspapers. They don't think you guys are very good. Let's get it together here and go get it. Also, the other one was the injured guys and the Odell Beckham. Now the team's kind of coming out and saying, well, we had an idea this might happen. I don't believe that, but if that's what they say, I have trouble believing that could be the case.
There's a report that when Odell Beckham Jr. signed that you guys knew or suspected he might not be able to start the year because of a procedure. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? You're going to say no?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate the question, but I don't like to talk about people's medical history publicly.
Are you ready? I mean, when you signed him, where did you expect him to be ready?
Yeah, we were very hopeful that it would be around week one here. And to be honest with you guys, we put him down. He did not want to go down. He feels, and he is very close. You guys have seen him, glimpses of him running around outside doing stuff. He's very close, but for us, it was the long play. We didn't want him to rush back, feeling that he had to rush back, and then something happened and it sets us back. So this was more Mike and I sitting down, talking with Kyle, the trainers, and then we just felt what's best for him long haul to help us here win games is to put him down for a little bit right now.
Okay, so, you know, got back. That was also part of the media take is what are we doing with these injured guys? What are we doing? We're signing guys that can't start the season. Isaiah Wynn's another one who's, by the way, both Odell and Isaiah have had some injuries here in recent years. So, whew, man, it'd be nice to move on. Anyway, Perk's going to join. Don't go away, Chris Perkins. He can speak for himself about some of these things and talk a little bit about Dave Hyde's article as well. And if you haven't seen it, you might want to check out the Sun Sentinel, Chris Perkins and Dave Hyde. They went top rope. Top rope.
Can we please read text later?
Yeah, yeah, no, we can get into all that stuff.
If my aunt had a, she'd be my uncle. Say, yeah, Chris.
All right, so listen.
You know where we're going with that one?
Yeah, but hold on a second. I want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Jude, if you don't mind.
They're good. I mean, yeah. We're
really good.
Change the subject.
And by the way, they're sponsoring our big event coming up.
I know. You're excited about that.
Well, because I get to hang out.
We're recording a hype video about it today.
I get to hang out with Harvey and Gary, and that's always good. Listen, man, I've been telling people this, and I tell people when I see anything. Because sometimes people go, hey, I see you talk about them. I go, honestly, if I get injured, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah will be my first call. Will be my first call. You get to know somebody, and I find out they would actually handle my case and handle your case. And I'm like everybody else. You know, you get injured, and you don't hear from the people that you've chosen to represent you and help you with your injury and get a fair amount of money, and they don't call you back. And you go to call, and you can't get a hold of them, and maybe something pops up on a weekend. That's a little frustrating. It's not going to happen with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Nope. Known them for a while. It will not happen. Yes, I'm talking about the partners Cohen and Judah, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Yes, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish. More than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough to call you back. How simple is that? Just call you back. Go to CohenandJudah.com. And read the reviews, partners who you can always get a hold of. They'll get on the phone with you, answer all your questions you might have about your case. Hey, injuries caused by negligence of others, go to CohenandJudah.com. You get all the information. They got a great website there, 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. Trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or anything else, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah will give you the personal touch. And by the way, I can go on and on about them, but if you're right now with another law firm and not real happy, I'd call Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah and let them take a look. Won't cost you a dime. Let them take a look and see what they can do for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day that with the offensive line, how every year that's, you know, you guys are like, oh, not good enough, not good enough. But then offensively, we're pretty good offense the last 2 years. And a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. You know, those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off. We feel confident in them. The coaching staff believes in them. And Butch and Mike and Frank have done a great job, and Lem, in helping those guys develop and work. And so I think the important thing is they all work together. It's a really cohesive unit, and just watching them work together is great every day. They hang out together, so it's a very close-knit unit. That said, yeah, we'll add someone to the practice squad like we always do. And just for your information, we released Jack Driscoll recently because we claimed Grant Dubose, wide receiver, and so that was the roster move for him. Jack's a good kid, worked his tail off. It's just unfortunately a numbers crunch for us. But we're confident in the offensive line. So again, you know, it's just one of those. It's, you know, Mike and I just, we always kind of chuckle, you know. I know you guys made a joke about me saying that you guys are more worried about it than we are. Internally, that's how we feel about our group here as a team.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
All right, Dolphins general manager Chris Greer there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Good God.
Shop on Toyotas. Indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Let it rip, Joe.
You know, Perk, before you write stuff, you and Dave Hyde at the Sun Sentinel, I just kind of sit back and laugh. No, just kidding. I had to get that in. Perk, how you doing this morning? What's going on?
Joe, man, I'm in a good mood. I'm sitting here. I'm ready to write my annual column on the Dolphins seating chart in the locker room. You know, Mike McDaniel, he doesn't seat offensive linemen with offensive linemen. He likes to mix it up. But I'm listening to your show, and now you got me all fired up about Chris Greer again, Joe. I had been calm. I had settled down. I was over it. Now I'm all fired up again.
Well, boy, I tell you what, you weren't the only one at that paper. Dave Hyde also letting it rip. So, and by the way, the theme from all you guys and everybody, and I had Bo on, and he said he's a little concerned about the O-line too, if there's a part of the team. And yet they kind of said they sit back and laugh at, I guess, that we're worrying about the wrong thing, to put it nicely. What do you think, Perk?
Well, that's a ridiculous statement. But here, I will tell you this, Joe. My column today was saying, stop blaming the players for the interior offensive line problem. You got to blame Greer and Mike McDaniel. Like, this is their design. And as I pointed out, Joe, they don't have any true centers and only two true guards. Well, that's not true. Andrew Meyer, the undrafted rookie this year, is a true center. Lester Cotton and Robert Jones are true guards. They're both undrafted. But your centers have been converted guards, right? Aaron Brewer and Connor Williams. Your guards have been converted tackles. Isaiah Wynn, Liam Eichenberg, Rob Hunt. Like, they don't prioritize center and guard. It's just, we'll just get three guys in here. We'll, whatever position they play, we'll put them in there. And look, Chris Greer is kind of correct, right? Because last year, the offensive line, they allowed 31 sacks, fourth fewest in the league, and they were sixth in rushing at 135 yards per game. But there's problems there, right? You can't run short yardage up the middle because your guys aren't equipped for that. Chris Greer did explain that their offensive linemen, they want them more athletic than bulky because they run that outside zone. But that's a big deficiency on the team, and I'm sick of seeing Liam Eichenberg ripped by fans and media. It's not Liam's fault. He's out there busting his butt. Like, Liam gives a damn. He's not out there saying, oh, well, I don't care. Liam gives a damn. You've got to blame Greer and McDaniel for this.
By the way, I got to tell you, man, if there's a group of guys that care, The offensive linemen, I'm through the years, you can say whatever, you know, those guys are kind of quiet group. Those guys care, though. Those guys, they are a tight group. They always are, you know, through the years. It seems to me most of them, except for Jonathan Martin, but the rest of them have all been pretty tight with each other through the years. So here we go. Teron at left tackle, Robert Jones at left guard. Aaron Brewer, if he's back ready, I penciled him in at center early. Liam Eichenberg back to right guard. And Austin Jackson, a right tackle. You reading it the same way to start with?
Yep, I am. I am. And look, I've come to the side of Greer on the offensive line. I think this problem is overhyped and overblown. Like, look, Joe, and this column is coming too, maybe in the next week, that the big problem with this team is the offense. And people will fight me on this, Joe, and you know I go to this all the time. The Dolphins 1-6 last year against playoff teams. The average score of those games was opponent 32, Dolphins 16. The worst in the league of any playoff team. The next worst was Dallas getting outscored 28-24. I mean, 32-16? Yeah. Like, you had the number 10 defense in the league. Why are you allowing 32 points per game? You had the number one offense in the league. Why are you only scoring 16? Joe, in those seven games against playoff teams, Tua has 8 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Tyreek has no 100-yard games. Jalen Waddle, no 100-yard games, no touchdowns. Raheem Mostert, 1 rushing touchdown. Out of the 18 he scored, setting a franchise record, 1 rushing touchdown against the playoff team. Joe, your best players need to play better in the bigger games. And your offense, I really, really like Mike McDaniel. I truly respect him and his intelligence and his insight and his foresight. He's a revolutionary, but I've got to be convinced that this offense works, Joe.
Did you read Dave Hyde's article?
Yep, I did.
What were your thoughts? He went after the general manager pretty good, Chris Greer. What'd you think?
I think it's correct. Look, this isn't the first time for Hyde. Hyde did this last year also, and that Hyde thinks that Chris Greer needs to be held more accountable for this rebuild and for this. You know, they haven't won a playoff game, obviously, in 24 years, and the last 2 years are when the hopes have been really, really high. And look, you look at some of the flaws in this team, and I know, you know, everybody points to offensive line as one of them. This is on Chris Greer, and I've talked to Hyde about this, and one of his things is Chris Greer has no vision. And I think this was a line in the column in a sport that you need vision from your executives, that Greer kind of goes along with whatever the head coach wants to do. And the problem with that is when Adam Gase is in here, you're doing one thing, and then when Brian Flores comes in, you're doing another, and then when Mike McDaniel comes in, you're doing another, and you need different groups of personnel, so you got to start all over again. And so we're where we are. There kind of needs to be an overarching theme, right? Like Baltimore, we're going to play some defense and run the ball. And so that's what you recruit to. But I think Hyde's thing is Greer kind of sticks his finger in the air and sees which way the wind is blowing. And that's why you've got kind of this chaos and disarray for the last, you know, whatever number of years you want to say, 4, 5, 8, whatever.
So I do want to go back to that. That's a really interesting question. So the rebuild started, in my opinion, Brian Flores' first year when we went through the Rosen Fitzpatrick thing and the coach said, screw that, I'm going to win every frigging game I can, and that's the way it is, and I don't care. And then the next 2 years, and you know the treatment and all the stuff that's come out recently. We'll get into that in a second. But to me, when we had all those draft picks, that's when this thing started. This thing about it just started with Mike McDaniel's crap, man. This thing started, we got a lot of good players in those drafts before. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree with that. You know, Hyde looks at it like you do. He looks at this as, I think he said, the fifth year of the rebuild or whatever it is. I start the clock with Mike McDaniel, but either way, Hyde's contention, and I do agree with it. I think Mike McDaniel should be held more responsible. Hyde thinks that Chris Greer for the big picture, and I can't disagree with Hyde because, look, Greer is the common link, right? I mean, he's the guy who has been here, and you're still kind of stuck in the mud. And, look, I heard you saying, Joe, that about the Super Bowl hopes, you can't think that the team has done well. They met a minimal standard, I guess you could say, by making the playoffs. But this team should have won a playoff game by now. I know it's only been 2 years.
Yeah,
but it's been 2 years. Yeah. Well, I'm just talking about the McDaniel teams. And Joe, this goes beyond injuries. And at least I asked Chris Greer about the injuries yesterday, and he said we won't use that as an excuse. But I mean, and he's right. They, in those seven games that they go 1-6, they were outscored by 110 points, Joe. That's ridiculous. Yeah, no. Like, how does all this happen? Where is your offense? Why are you not scoring more points? Why are you not putting pressure on the other teams with your great offense? It doesn't work against the good teams, and that's my problem with this team.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about you, man. I don't know if your ear's been burning up, but that Brian Flores old school, Mike McDaniel new school. Yeah. I actually got in a debate, Seth Levitt, actually, we got into it. Bo and I and Seth are going at it, and he goes, but Mike got to a playoff game, but we lost, and we're going back. Look what you stirred up. You must got an unbelievable reaction to that little article, Joe, you threw up in the Sun Sentinel, my man.
Seth calls me like once a week.
Well, think about Seth. I get that too. When I say something, he goes, "Did you really say that?" Yeah, no. Seth will call your ass out. Yeah,
he will. And we were on the phone for like 30 minutes debating this thing, and it finally ended when his wife told him, "You got to go somewhere. Get off the phone." Me and Seth go at it. And so Seth's big thing was, how can you say that Flo had a better result from the season? And my thing is, look, Flo got more out of his teams relative to the talent on the roster. And my contention is, and Seth was saying, but, you know, 11 wins compared to 10 wins. And I was like, my thing is, if Kansas City wins 9 games this year and Carolina wins 8, who do you think had the better result from the season? It's Carolina. Right. Like, I mean, Kansas City won more games, but they wouldn't have had a better result. That's a disappointing result. So that's kind of my whole thing. But, oh, yeah, Seth, me and Seth are – and, you know, me and Seth go back to 2000, my first year on the Dolphins, and he was working for the media relations, Harvey Green. So I've known Seth for more than 20 years. But, oh, Seth will call me out in a second.
No, he's
on the phone.
He is definitely the police officer for sure. So I got to ask you, man – what was the reaction when you wrote that? Because it was really interesting, because you start thinking, well, Mike's definitely got a lot more out of Tua Tagovailoa than Brian did the first couple years. But so Fitzpatrick played some of his best football of his career. So I understand both sides of it. But what was the reaction from people that read the article?
Oh, I got ripped. I got ripped, John.
Okay, I didn't know. No, I don't know that stuff.
And I understand it. Here's another one of my things. That Mike McDaniel is a sacred cow in this town, and he shouldn't be. Like, if there's a sacred cow, it should be Pat Riley, but he gets criticized, or he gets – and I don't – look, and I shouldn't say criticized. I should say scrutinized. I don't want to criticize Mike McDaniel all the time. I want to put some of his decisions and some of his philosophies under scrutiny, under a microscope. Let's look at them and see if they actually work. I think that there's just such an idea around here that, oh, Mike McDaniel said it's going to work. Look, they scored 70 against Denver. It works. It doesn't work. It doesn't work against the good teams. And I think that we should look at that. We should look at the whys of that. And that was kind of the idea of the column, is that, okay, Mike McDaniel does have all these progressive ideas, and kind of at the start of it is, we want to win Super Bowls around here. We want to work hard, but we're going to kind of leave it up to the players as to what working hard means. We're not going to lean on you like Don Shula or Pat Riley might have. You tell us what working hard means, and we trust your definition of that. And you haven't won a playoff game with all this talent. Yeah. So I, right? I mean, the flow was not flow teams. Where flow was going to tell you what hard work is. McDaniel leaves it up to the players.
Different style, for sure. But I got to tell you, Perk, you have to admit, Mike McDaniel has done some really good things. Like, a lot of the dysfunction over there that's been there for a long time is gone because of his style. I'm just telling 100%. You, like, chemistry, culture, everybody on the same page. Now, we'll find out if his style works and, you know, and this another big year for Mike, obviously, and stuff. But he has cleaned up, I think, the backstabbing and a lot of the other stuff. He has wiped out of that building. It's a feel-good. I think the defensive coordinator, I can't wait. I know you've written about this, too. I think he's going to do a really good job. But I think Mike gets a lot of credit. But I do understand Mike's here. At the end of the day, it's about winning games. At the end of the day, how you can do against Jacksonville, then Buffalo, and then here we go, right?
Yep, 100%. And look, and I said in that column, I prefer Mike McDaniel's style. I've had coaches and I've had bosses. When I was at the Dallas Morning News, Joe, my boss, Dave Smith, was a legend, a legendary editor. He was like a Nick Saban or Don Shula of sports editors. But he was a Marine, and his number two, Bob Yates, was in the Army, and they would literally just dress you down right there in front of the newsroom. Everybody sitting there listening, and if you didn't defend yourself, you were going to become their whipping boy, and they were going to continue to do it. I do not like that style. I prefer the Mike McDaniel style, but they got results at the Dallas Morning News. It was one of the best sports sections in the nation, and so that's kind of the contrast that I see. Look, the Pat Riley, Jimmy Johnson, Don Shula style, that would not work nowadays. We all agree with that. Players are different. The league is different. Respect for people is different. But I got to say, I got to see some better results out of this Mike McDaniel method.
Well, I got to tell you, man, this is it's been some good stuff, Perk. My God, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's an interesting one, and I'm wondering what the reaction is. Because, you know, nobody ever admits that they read or see anything, but all of a sudden, Chris Greer says, hey, and Mike apparently are sitting there having a little breakfast, drinking some coffee together and going, man, those guys, they make me laugh. What are they worried about?
Exactly. So, you know what, and Joe, whether they actually read it or not, they become aware of it. Either wife tells them, or somebody in the building tells them,
and
or
the
their
group,
agent tells them. Right. They're aware. So,
well,
yeah. And this is, Joe, look, this is a fascinating team. This is, on so many levels, this is my 25th year in pro locker room, covering pro sports. This is one of the most fascinating teams that I've ever covered. Truly good guys. Like, maybe the best collection of human beings that, you know, they're always smiling, always upbeat, always in a great mood. But the offshoot of that, or kind of the counter to that, there's kind of no tension. There's not that I could lose my job if I don't play well. There's not that we've got to win. That kind of edge, that kind of fire in the eye thing. And I might be making too much of that, but
yeah.
A very chill, relaxed atmosphere. It's kind of like a Silicon Valley Google type atmosphere. I'm not sure that's going to work in the NFL, but we'll see. It's very interesting. I love Mike McDaniel and his style, but I've got to see some victories, some playoff victories.
Chris, a lot of good stuff. And by the way, we'll find out starting next Sunday, and before you know it, a couple of nights rest, and we'll be right back at on a Thursday night against the Bills, who – you just can't let the Bills beat you twice a year. That's gonna stop. So, Perk, thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Joe.
All right. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, if you didn't get a chance. And by the way, you might as well go for the combination package if you're out reading stuff, because Chris and Dave Hyde, after yesterday, went after it pretty good, about everything. Before we start the season, we'll see what happens and everything else. I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic this morning, ED and low T. I tell everybody all the time, man, it's serious stuff. It is. And I had it. Not just low T. A lot of guys go, everybody gets low T. Hell, Joe, you're in your 60s. Of course you got low T. Yeah, but I had ED. And a lot of time you have low T and you don't tell anybody. The other part of that is you have ED. And if your energy level is down, and if you're tired all the time, no matter what, you're constantly tired and there's no energy and you're not working out and you've changed everything and you're doing it in the name of I'm just getting older, that's weak, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic will take care of it. How would you like to get your sex drive back? That's gone too? Not chasing a little lady around anymore? Well, That could be a problem. I don't know about you. I wanted to get rid of it, and I did. ED and low T, first cousins that I don't like. And I will tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic doesn't like them either, and they get rid of it for you. Unbelievable results, folks. Unbelievable. To all men out there that are dealing with one or both, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a teen, a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Six locations throughout South Florida. I'm telling you, this appointment to set up the first one is the most important one. You meet with their professionals, 877-455-7300. Tell them Joe Rose said that you want to set something up. Find out if I really go and all this stuff that some of you have already done 6 months ago. And I got to tell you, 5.5 months ago, I started feeling really good. I have not had this kind of energy. My sex drive is completely back. I feel real good. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com and get more information.
All right, Joe, we have our contest going here. So let me give people this code one more time here. It's for Stars and Strings. It's going to be at Hard Rock Live November 14th. If you want to win tickets, see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more, you can text the word CONCERT to 20357. That's CONCERT to 20357. You can win a pair of tickets. See Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. You should probably get an unlimited plan. We'll also get you some weather here, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. And this thing is changing by the moment here, Joe. It looks like thunderstorms are possible after 11 a.m. today. There you go. Caught up on everything.
You know what happened yesterday, right? Let me do it again. Nobody cares, but let me do it.
What, Chris's press conference?
No.
What happened yesterday?
I got rained out again.
Oh.
I got rained out.
You
six games.
Gone to that thing, fired off some questions.
Six right? games.
Who'd you play?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to show them do those things.
Who'd you play? Anyone good?
No. I know you're saying it's – I think Ira stopped playing or stopped calling everybody. I hope he's all right.
I think he's okay. He seems to be tweeting.
He's been doing stuff, right? He's still getting stuff out on the heat?
Yeah.
All right, so
– you don't hear from him anymore.
No, huh? No.
You keep taking shots at him on the show.
I don't take shots at him. You take shots at him, but
true.
I have been injured a lot, and I have missed lots of time and then had my California and took care of that for a month. And so, yeah, I've been – been a crazy, crazy off season of football for sure. Hey, it's gonna be over the next week and change. And of course, I believe the players have the weekend off coming up here on the bye week. But this is gonna be they're a little shorthanded at wide receiver, but loaded at running back and tight end to see the adjustments that Frank Smith and Mike McDaniel make. As the play caller and the offensive coordinator for the game plan this week, this coming week against Jacksonville, it's going to be again. You're in great shape, tight end. You got a lot of tight end position looks really strong. The running back room's about as good as you have in the National Football League. It really is. It's that good with three track guys and a fourth guy that's got a lot of experience and has been a really good running back. You have them. And to see if they don't go with a rotation of running backs and get those guys in one-on-one situations and then a lot of two tight end sets with either Durham Smythe and Jonnu Smith or Julian Hill in there as well. And I know they love Tanner Connor, the most athletic guy, maybe the fastest guy of the group, even though Jonnu Smith might not like to hear that, but Tanner Connor is a former track guy. And this whole thing will be fun to watch and see Waddle and Hill, how much do they play coming off these injuries? That's always an interesting one. And then will Washington or Berrios be a factor with what they do besides just in the return game? Got a lot of stuff. We know the offensive line's going to look like. Got a pretty good idea who will be the first five and then six, seven, and eight. And then we'll find out how good they are. And we can stop with this stuff. But I know Chris Greer said a lot of stuff. And you may or may not disagree. I know a lot of people. Hey, look, a lot of people don't like Chris. A lot of people don't like the media. And I understand that. And this goes right into politics. This goes right from sports right into politics, man. The media. And if the media people are saying something about the guy you believe in, then you don't like the media, and I get it. Or you've got reason and think the media makes stuff up. But I'll say knowledgeable football fans probably agree with a lot of stuff they see. And I got to tell you, man, I really believe, I can't speak for every guy, but I've known most of those print media guys. They've been around for a while. I've known Perk since his wild days when he was all night and not midnight. He's now midnight. He's home by midnight, but he used to be all night. He worked. He was old school. He came to work with a hangover. You know, he was I really believe these guys want to see this team play well, because I believe it's better for their business than constantly having articles about same old problems, what are we doing, and all that stuff. And there's one way to clean it up, man. Just win. And you'll see. You'll see the stroke job that goes on from all our guys already super positive about things. I always crack up when they're going, man, like Dave, I got this already today. Man, Chris and Dave, man, that was, I go, what? That was what? Can you imagine you having a playoff game up in New York or Philadelphia in 24 years? What do you think it's like up there? You want to go to some badass markets where people are mean-spirited or passionate over the top? I just, look it. Till you win, and winning's not going to playoffs and losing. It's a good start. Don't get me wrong. 11 wins, fun. Most games, it was fun. And Perk brings it up more than anybody. The games that we played, the really good teams at home or on the road, the numbers dropped drastically, offensively, and difference in points. But Perk and the rest of these guys, they want to see a good product. You don't think they want to see a full January of football? You don't think they'd like to see it, especially if it could be most of it was held at Hard Rock Stadium? Some of you might disagree. Some guy, I don't believe it, Joe. I don't believe in all those guys. And you can name whoever your guy you like or you dislike or you trust or you don't trust out there. Everybody's, whether you read the Sun Sentinel or the Herald. All right, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here in the 9 o'clock hour, so stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.